You know Jeff Bridges, the actor.
Don't believe in fairy tales or sermons or stories about money, baby sister, but thanks for the cigarette.
When you ride with me, you ride with the best. The pace is lightning. Things are going to come at you fast. They're going to come hot.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
Well, he's also got a band. They go by Jeff Bridges and the Abiders. Yes, a nod to the dude in the Big Lebowski. As NPR's Daniel Hajek reports, the Abiders are on tour this month, playing songs from their new album, Live.
On stage, he's unmistakable. A button-down shirt, sleeves rolled up, long hair slicked back, and a beard. Strumming a ruby red guitar, Jeff Bridges is as laid back as you'd expect up there.
It's funny how falling feels like flying.
I got to talk to Bridges when he stopped in at NPR West the night before a show. Do people find it surprising when they find out that you have your own band?
Not too surprising. Occasionally you get somebody said, "Oh, I didn't know you did that," you know.
This is more than just a side gig for him. Bridges already has two albums out. He says he's always strumming his guitar, even when he's on a movie set.
You know, whenever I'm working, I'll always have my guitar with me. And if there's a nice tree to sit by or a little creek or something, I'll go out there. And anywhere's a good place to play music.
To Bridges, it's just like everything else. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Going on 65, and I'm living this wild teenage dream, and it's so bizarre.
I don't know, baby, where we stand. Where's the future that we planned so long ago?
This song off the new album is titled I Don't Know. It's from the 2009 film Crazy Heart.
I'm Bad Blake. Wasn't born dead. When I die, my tombstone will have my real name on it. Until then, I'm just going to stay bad.
Bridges' Oscar-winning portrayal of a fading country music singer brought his songwriting talents into the spotlight.
Yeah.
But his singing debut, that happened long before then. Remember that black and white TV show, Sea Hunt, starring his dad, Lloyd Bridges?
I was unaware that my presence underwater was of great interest to a couple of people on the surface.
Do you see him?
I see his air bubbles.
As a kid, Jeff appeared in several episodes.
At the time, my girlfriend, must have been, 7, 8 years old, Andy Kaplan, my next door neighbor, my dad got us both to do this Sea Hunt episode.
I'm scared! Oh, don't cry! Please, listen!
And it required us to be trapped in a cave, and I sing, I think, Oh Susanna.
Don't you cry for me.
Maybe if we sing, they'll find us.
Music goes all the way back then.
Yeah, man.
As a teenager, he played all throughout high school. He didn't want to follow his dad's footsteps as an actor. He wanted to play music.
You got no man's legs, dude. Grab with your hands. Ah!
This recording was made back in the early 80s in a rundown art studio here in L.A. It was rented out by a friend of Bridges named Stephen Bame.
What a wild time that was.
Bame says there was only one rule. No cover songs allowed. Everything had to be original.
We made Wednesday night the night. And so every Wednesday night for like 10 years, people would gather in the studio.
Bridges says it was the spot to play.
We had a place, man. It was like playing cards, but instead of playing cards, we played music. And he recorded everything we did.
Hours of strange, psychedelic recordings, old cassette tapes that have been stored away for years. Bridges says they still get together to play.
Occasionally we'll say, come on, let's Wednesday night jam it, guys.
Just like old times.
That's right.
On stage with the Abiders, it's toned down a little. Bridges plays more country and rock and roll. And it's just his style.
Okay, you guys said.
This was a couple weeks ago at the historic Saban Theater in Beverly Hills. Between songs, he mingles with the band and casually chats with the crowd, just like he's playing for a group of friends. And there's every kind of Jeff Bridges fan in the audience. Mike Bargeron and Keith Famulero are at the lobby bar sipping cocktails on special today.
We got some White Russians here.
For the dude.
Drink of choice.
Exactly.
This music thing seems to fit Bridges pretty well. After a while, you think it's actually the dude up there playing through the song What a Little Bit of Love Can Do. It's just Jeff Bridges having a good time.
Oh, man, this is so cool. And being as old as I am and have written so long and, you know, accumulated so many different songs that I want to realize, that's kind of an interesting combination of events there. You know?
It's comforting sitting here listening to his music. As the stranger Sam Elliott said at the end of The Big Lebowski,
it's good knowing he's out there, the dude, taking her easy for all this scenery.
Daniel Hajek, NPR News.